The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, hello, all you Steve Noble Show listeners. This is Chris Connell, Steve's equally obnoxious friend. And I'm so excited to hear you on the show today. And Steve is away, so he asked me if I could step in. And always a privilege to be able to do this. And I've gotten to know Steve, back almost 15 plus years ago, working together in a Greg Glory Harvest Crusade, and just became great friends. And I'm so proud of the work that he's doing and the voice that he is, and the fact that he's just unashamed of the gospel and the truth of the gospel. Today, we're talking on the Steve Noble Show about power to the people. And this is something that's very near and dear to my heart. We're living in an age and time when, as a follower of Christ here in America, I feel at times that things are out of control, and that we're moving further and further from a biblical value. And I had an opportunity just this last week to meet an individual that is our guest today, and I'm really excited to have her here. Her name is Ashley Seschel, and she is running for the NC House District 34. Ashley, say hello to the Steve Noble Show listeners.
Good afternoon, listeners. It is such a pleasure to be here today.
All right. So, Ashley, this is your first time running for a political office. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And so we met one of you, somebody with your team contacted our church office where I work, and I said, sure, I'd be glad to meet. And you came and sat down, and really, I think by the end you were trying to talk me into running for something. So no thank you, Ashley. Nobody wants to put this obnoxiousness in public office. But Ashley, you told me a really interesting story, and I think that sometimes individuals who are followers of Christ and are just living their lives, raising a family, doing their career, being involved in their church, I think a lot of them think, man, politics is just not a place for me. This is not something historically that you've been deeply involved in. So could you tell the Steve Noble Show listeners how you got to this place, you and your husband, that you decided that you were going to run for political office?
Sure. Well, I wish I could tell you that I was a career politician and I've had all of this huge resume and this is how I got here, but it's totally opposite. It's about like you saying, hey, let's go climb Mount Everest next weekend.
Right.
That is two and a half years ago. That's how it would have been.
Just
for
not
me.
Something in your mind at all.
Absolutely not. But sometimes things in your life, they call it sometimes a light bulb moment happens. And that's what happened to me. Probably almost 2 years ago in May of 2020.
So your career has not been in politics?
No, I'm a speech language pathologist by trade, so
okay.
Politics is not in my wheelhouse.
Can you help me with my nasal tone voice? Could you fix that?
Absolutely. We can work on that after the show.
Because sometimes I'm on the air with my pastor, and he's got this deep Andy Griffith Southern drawl, and it's really horrible to hear my voice against her.
Yes. Now, I may not be able to help you with your dialect since you're a Yankee from up north.
I know what you're talking about. I was born and bred in the South, ma'am. All right. So your career is in somewhere else, but a couple years ago, there was some moment that occurred that brought you today. Can you talk to the folks about what your life was like and what was going on that brought you to this place?
Sure, sure. So back in May of 2020, we lived downtown Raleigh. And when I say downtown, I mean Main Street. If you know about Raleigh, Fayetteville Street, right across from the courthouse. And in May of
2020... It's a very hip area now.
That's right. And in May of 2020, that's when the riots happened.
Okay.
And our family was smack dab in the middle of the riots. And so going through that to see, you know, if you saw on TV the CVS on fire, we're watching that happen outside. We're watching looting, arson, you know, explosives in the street, just the destruction, every window knocked out.
Yeah, and you got you and your husband, and his name is Merritt, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You have a daughter at home,
yes,
too, so it's not just the two of you.
Correct, correct. And so we're living through this and can't believe it's happening. You call 911 and no one can come help you. You know, tear gas is going on, police are getting attacked. And when I woke up the next morning, so many emotions are going through my head. I'm so upset. I'm distraught. It's my neighborhood. Go downstairs to the front door, and there are hundreds of people out there trying to get graffiti and glass to go away. And as I watched all that and my emotions, then I started to see our local politicians condone the behavior. And it's just broken glass. We hear you. And I'm thinking, well, it's really not just broken glass. That happens to be my front door.
I know you weren't the only ones in downtown Raleigh 2 years ago experiencing this. Were there other people that were either living in the same building or people you knew that were having similar emotions and feelings and experiences?
Of course. I mean, unless you live through it, you have no idea. I mean, we're in America. In Raleigh, North Carolina, those things don't happen.
Were you guys concerned for your own safety?
Of course. I mean, you know, you have fires all around you. You're calling the police and nobody can get to you. The police are getting attacked. And this went on not just those two nights. This occurred for 6 more months. You know, we were boarded up like a third world country. Businesses were lost. And then we would have to, once the glass finally got back up, they would have to board up again like a hurricane. And our whole weekends would be my daughter having to come home early because the protesters are coming in the middle of the night to harass people, to march in the streets, to jump on cars. And that's when I got involved with the local leaders to demand answers. At one point, I called one of the local leaders and I said, "You better be glad that wasn't my daughter whose car was attacked." I mean, what is a 16-year-old supposed to do with something like that?
Yeah, and, you know, I love the downtown area. I grew up in the country. I love the country, too. But there's some – I'm a coffee addict. Thank God that in the ministry you're still allowed one drug, and that drug is caffeine. And if they ever outlaw it, I'm out, Ashley. But, you know, I love some of those coffee shops downtown, and there's Sir Walter down there. Several others are my favorite areas. But when you were telling me the story last week, I realized I – don't remember making a conscious choice of not going downtown. But I realized I didn't go downtown for almost a year. So not only was there riots going on, but businesses couldn't even attract customers after a while.
That is correct. And in addition to the rioting, we had COVID lockdowns. And so that was, you know, another blow to the small businesses down
Absolutely.
In our community.
We're on the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell filling in. Power to the people, talking to Ashley Seschel, who is running for NC House 34. You want to stay tuned because her story of how she got to where she's at is worth the listen. We'll be right back.
It's dark. Usually don't protest.
All right. We are back. Sorry, listening in to our conversation. We were just having a great chat off the air. This is Chris Connell, funding for Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. And it's not power to the people, as Josh yelled to me. It's power of the people we're talking about. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Josh just let me know that. He's Steve's faithful engineer here and does a great job. And my guest today is Ashley Seschel. She is running for NC House 34, which is, if you're familiar with North Carolina, part of that, or that is a part of Wake County, which is where Raleigh, the city of Raleigh, is. And this is her first time running for political office. And at the beginning of the show, Ashley began to tell us a story about living in downtown Raleigh. There were the protests. I don't know if they were always related to the Black Lives Matter event or not, but protests were going on. You said something during the break that I thought was interesting, and that was, I asked you, were there people who were protesting in that season that were protesting in a well-behaved manner? They weren't destroying property. Could you kind of talk about that for a moment?
Yes, one of the things that I really loved about living downtown is peaceful protest. People would protest every weekend, and to see our ability to have freedom of speech is one of the things I loved. And so when the riots occurred, there was peaceful protest initially. When the planned protest was there, I mean, it was probably daylight.
Mm-hmm.
When things went wrong was at night,
okay,
when it became dark.
Yeah.
And that's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah. Whether or not people listening are like fans of law enforcement or not, you got to have some compassion for law enforcement right now. We have some friends in law enforcement, and they're literally losing people left and right that are just getting out of it altogether. And there is a rise in crime in our country, and I think it's partly related to that, but you don't have all the stats in front of me. So you and your husband, I think his name is Merritt, right? You've got a daughter as well. You're living in downtown. Things are crazy. Glass is being broken out. You guys feel like you're probably huddling up every night trying to figure out, you know, how to keep yourself safe. You know, you can't necessarily rely on law enforcement, not because they're not trying, but because of all the mess that's going on. They have so many things they're trying to handle. And suddenly I meet you last week, right? And you're like, hey, I'm running for NC House 34. So what happened between the chaos of protests in downtown Raleigh to, you know what, I'm going to run for office?
Well, after that, for the next several months, in addition to the protest, my daughter is a junior at the time, and Wake County had virtual learning. There was no in-person learning. So we started to see a decline with her in her motivation and just her social interaction of being stuck at home. And
it's a tough age to have that happen.
It's extremely
unless you're
tough.
An extreme introvert. I have one son that's like, this is fantastic, right? This is the best thing that ever happened to me. No people. But, you know, I have some others in my family that's not the case.
That's right. And so when 2021 rolled around at the very beginning of the year, I decided, you know what? I can't fight the local level anymore. This is an issue. I'm going to go to the state, and I'm going to start talking to legislators. And so for the past year, I've spent most weeks meeting with legislators from across the state.
Okay. So you just got in your car and drove down to the...
Well, I live downtown, so it's just a couple blocks away.
All right.
And a friend of mine I told her, I said, I'm going to the General Assembly.
Okay.
I'm going to start talking to the people of the state because they're going to be the only thing that help the stopgap between the local and the federal level.
Okay.
And that's what I did. And then it
both in the Senate and the House?
And the House. Anybody who would listen to me regarding an issue that I might have, whether it be education, our children, the mental health decline that we're seeing, I would talk to whoever. But at the end of the day, Wake County needs representation, and I felt like we are not getting the representation that we need. And at the end of this year, there was something just still nagging at me. And I think, you know, I looked at my husband, and I think God was saying, please get off the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Stop complaining and going there and staying frustrated. If you don't get out there and try, there's not going to be no change. And so got off the sidelines, and now I'm in the game of politics.
My pastor says sometimes the church is like a professional football game, 50,000 people who desperately need exercise watching 22 people who desperately need rest, right? And I think that's true in other parts of the world as well. Was there a sense as a follower of Christ that this was not just a decision you were making to do the right thing, but also, like, did you feel prompted by the Holy Spirit? Did you feel prompted by the Lord? Did this feel like something that, and it'd be okay if that was not the case, but I'm just curious if there was, as a follower of Christ, if you felt some type of leading in that way.
You know, I think all along the way, the entire year, we went through so many things, whether it was at the school boards or the General Assembly or Board of Commissioners or meeting people, literally having sign-up sheets for people to get involved. God always opened a door. I mean, when you thought that it was a daunting task, the next morning something would happen and would kind of show you. And he continues to do that to this day. So there wasn't one moment.
Okay.
But all along, he has just been saying, hang in there, hang in there.
Okay.
And I will keep showing you small, steady signs.
All right. Our guest on the Steve Noble Show today, or as Justin or Josh, whatever his name is, put up, sorry, Josh, not the Steve Noble Show. We're talking about Power of the People. Our guest is Ashley Seschel, running for NC House 34 in Wake County here in North Carolina. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of really obvious questions. Sometimes we look at the way things are in the world, and we're so overwhelmed by the way things are moving away from biblical values, away from Judeo-Christian ethics, that it's like standing on the seashore with waves pummeling you. You just start getting overwhelmed. Were there moments that you just went, what difference will it make? How can I personally change this tide you know, what can Ashley Seschel do that is going to turn this thing around?
Well, of course, it seems overwhelming at times, but you know, if anyone knows me, there's sometimes if someone says that it can't be done, that just motivates me even more. And so, yes, there were many times, there were many tears, there were many frustrations along the way, but I knew that we were making a difference. And you would be amazed when you go to the General Assembly, they work for we the people, and they would listen to us. And for them to push legislation or listen to our ideas, that's what it's all about. And that's the goal, power of the people to be able to get involved and make that change.
So, okay, so you spent a year, is that right, just going downtown to the legislative building. Were you making appointments, and were you sitting down with senators and representatives? And what were you saying to them? What were you asking?
Well, I would just start out to say what I hear in my district or around the state. I mean, I was reaching out to school boards and groups across the state to try to understand what was going on with the education these past 2 years. And they would listen. And a lot of times they didn't even realize the magnitude of what was happening. And to be able to give them that information to make informed decisions, you would be amazed the impact you can have by just showing up.
Did you find, well, when we come back, I'm going to ask this question about legislators. So our guest today on the Steve Noble Show, Ashley Seschel, running for NC House 34. For information, go to Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Ashley4NCHouse.com, and you can find out more about her campaign. And we'll be right back talking about power to the people or of the people. We'll decide when we come back. You are listening to The Steve Noble Show. And this is Chris Connell filling in today for Steve. Today we're talking power of the people. And I have been really impressed the last few years by being around some folks that are stepping into politics. And none of this is saying that we shouldn't also be praying, that we shouldn't also be seeking God, that we shouldn't also be investing our lives into the church world, or that the answer to all of our problems is being involved in politics. However, you know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible goes back to the Old Testament when David was gathering in all of those around him that were supporting him. And it says at one point that it says there was a group called the Sons of Issachar, and it said of them that they knew the times and what must be done for Israel. They understood what was happening and what had to be done. Our guest today is Ashley Seschel. She is running for NC House 34. You can go to ashleyfornchouse.com. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y, Ashley for F-O-R, nchouse.com. And you can also email her at ashley@ashleyfornchouse.com. Real quick, running for office isn't cheap, right? I know you and your husband are multi-billionaires, so you've got all the money you need. Is that correct, Ashley?
Oh, correct.
So you are not only having to run, but you're also having to raise support. And if folks wanted to help with that in any way, do you mind kind of talking about how they could help with that?
Well, actually, you can go onto my website, and I'm glad you said that. I really did not have an appreciation like I should have for people running for office. Mm-hmm. But even the flyer that I handed to you, or trying to get your name out there to mail it in mailers, all of that costs money. I mean, everybody knows how much a stamp costs.
Yeah.
And to put signs out. And so to run a campaign, it is almost overwhelming. And I think that's why a lot of people do not get involved.
Do you mind me asking what the average cost is for someone running for an office like yours? Is there a number that they typically say you've got to reach in order to be able to be a real contender?
Well, I think it depends on what district you're in and what city or district or county you're in.
Of course.
And in Wake County and Mecklenburg County, I had to pick one of those, correct? It's
yeah.
one of the most expensive places to live in
right.
North Carolina.
Right.
So you have to have six figures
okay.
at the minimum
okay.
to run an effective campaign. And you know, you may think that $5 doesn't mean a lot, but $5 can reach a lot of people. And I think it's really important that we, you know, really think about giving to candidates who are sacrificing their life. I mean, it's knocking on doors and making phone calls the entire year to try to reach voters to make change and give a voice for the people.
Your career was in speech pathology.
Correct.
All right. You and your husband and your daughter living in downtown Raleigh. There are the Black Lives Matter. There are riots going on at night. There's peaceful protests in the daytime, violence at night. You're living in downtown. Things feel very out of control because they were out of control. And you decide out of that, I'm going to go get involved and I'm going to start talking to legislators. I'm just a few blocks away from the NC legislator building. So I'm going to go in there and talk to people. And you spent, what, a year doing that? All right. And then at some point along the way, Ashley, something happened where you said, okay, I'm feeling led to do a little bit more than and that's great if you weren't doing more than that, but to go in and talk to legislators, I feel like I need to get involved more directly in politics. What happened?
Well, I think it was the end of this year, and we had worked hard on some legislation.
The end of last year.
End of last year, yes. Yeah. And we were working really hard on some legislation. And in politics, usually at the end of the first year is when most of the legislation gets passed.
Okay.
And then in this year, they're back on the trail, campaign trail for... And so there were some frustrations at the end of the year. I wanted some things to get accomplished that may have not been successful. And when you talk about signs from God, I called someone up and I said, I want to learn more about running for an office.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more. And so we met. And it just happened to be on the day where you were filing for candidacy. I had no clue. Mm. It just happened to be that first day. And I was like, okay. I'm going to take that as someone saying, what possessed you to do it on that day? So those are the kind of moments that I've had along the way.
All right. What party are you running with?
What? Republican Party.
Republican Party. And why, for you, that party? What values are tied into that, that means something to you?
Well, I've always been registered as a Republican, and conservative views for me are important. To be honest, less government is what I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And
the old Ronald Reagan, right? Government's not the answer to the problem. Government is the problem.
That's it. More the government gets involved, the more problems we have.
Okay.
So,
all right. What about sanctity of life, sanctity of marriage, sanctity of gender? Where do you stand on all those things?
Well, thank you for asking me such easy questions.
Anytime I can help,
Ashley. That is just fantastic. But, you know, I'm pro-life. I have a special place for adoption, and I feel strongly about it.
Yeah,
I think that we need to be educating people about the sanctity of life, especially our youth and the minority population. We have to tackle some of these issues and not shy away from it.
All right. Let me ask this. When it comes to running for office as a North Carolina representative, you represent part of a county. It's a population-based. I believe you guys told me off the air there's like 120 representatives in the North Carolina legislature and 50 senators. Both of those, I guess, are population-based as far as how much they represent. Let's just talk to Steve Noble Show listeners for a moment, Ashley, and tell them this. If somebody wanted to run for office, what do they have to do?
Well, you go when it's filing time. Well, first thing, if you're running for a big office, they'll say, get yourself a treasurer.
Right.
And number two, when it's time to file, you go to the State Board of Elections and you sign up to run.
Okay. All right. And then you've got to go through a primary, right?
Correct.
And the primaries are coming up when?
The primary is May 17th, and early voting starts April 28th to May 14th. So that means you have plenty of time to go early to vote or on primary day.
All right. And then the election would be?
In November.
Okay.
And so the same thing works for that. It is pretty much you have a couple weeks for early voting, and then the general election is November the 8th.
We had a guest last week from My Faith Votes, and it was embarrassing the number of evangelicals that just don't vote, period. And One of the things that I would say is, and I believe it's one in three that do not vote. Somebody off screen may have said that to me while we're here on the radio. Didn't know that myself. But one of the things that is amazing to me is lately there's a lot of focus on national politics, and I get that, and that is important. But I think that sometimes people have forgotten that there's a massive impact at the local level. And there are groups that have been working for a long time to get people of faith to run at the local level. I met a young man the same day you guys came by our office. That's Yankee for you all. When I say you guys, I don't know if you need an interpreter or not.
Y'all.
When y'all came by the office. And he's running. He's a Democrat. He's running for city council. And we had a good conversation. And, you know, I told him, hey, I'm a pro-life guy, so you won't have my vote. But we had a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I was thankful that he's standing up. He's got to raise $100,000. And he's a college student trying to run for city council. And I was really impressed with this young man. He's willing to make that step forward. You are stepping out there and you are saying, hey, I feel like I need to be able to represent people, right? How big of a fight is it for you for this House seat? Is it a big fight? Is it a little fight?
Well, I think that most people know, especially if you follow at the federal level, that cities are usually blue districts and they're more Democratic than conservative. So when you take the step to run in the city, you know what's happening. And in Wake County, as a conservative, out of the 16 representatives between the House and the Senate, we have one conservative.
Okay.
One representative who is trying to listen to the needs of conservatives. So,
right. Yes,
I'm totally aware that it is a more difficult in the cities, but I also think that we sometimes just shy away and we don't even get into the fight.
We
just give up. We don't even get off the sofa or Facebook. We just say, oh, it's a losing strategy. Let's just focus on something else. But we need to keep in mind of Virginia and what happened and Loudoun County. And I sometimes call Wake County Loudoun County 2.0.
I think some people may not know what happened in Loudoun County.
Well, a lot of things happened at the school board level, and parents had just had enough as to what's going on. And I think that parents do not underestimate the parents. We go to school board meetings, and it's been a challenge.
You mess with people's babies. That's right.
And the parents had enough, and I think they saw what was being taught in the classrooms and things of that nature, and they said, we're going to make change. So it's going to be a fight, but I'm in it to win it. So,
well, I'm excited that you've put your foot in the race, or you've stepped across that line to say, I'll represent. We're talking about power of the people here today in the Steve Noble Show. Chris Connell filling in. We're with Ashley Seschel, running for NC House 34. For more information about her, go to ashleyfornchouse.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can get involved as listeners in this process to speak your voice. You are listening to The Steve Noble Show, and this is Chris Connell filling in for Steve today. Power of the people. Thank you, Josh. It's not for the people or at the people. Power of the people. And our guest is Ashley Seschel, who is amazing. She's running for NC House District 34. For more information about her, go to ashleyfornchouse.com. I believe that your goal is to raise, I think, and this is not why you're here. I invited you here, just so the listeners know that. But you're doing this on your own dime, and so you do have to raise support to make this happen. It is not cheap to run for office, and even at the state legislator level, like I mentioned before the break, I met a young man running for city council, and his budget is like $100,000. And you're looking for about $125,000. So even if somebody wanted to give $5, $10, and those kind of things, that they could make an investment into your campaign for someone who's running on conservative values, Judeo-Christian ethics, they could do so that at your website. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we were talking about a moment ago. Somebody asked off the break via Facebook on Steve Noble's Facebook page, hey, what about the unaffiliated voters voting in the primaries? Can you talk for that about a moment? Pardon me.
Yeah, unaffiliates are extremely important. In North Carolina, they are going to outpace Democrats and Republicans.
Outpace so, by
like
numbers?
For example, 40% Democrats, 40% Republicans, and then you may have, you know, a certain percentage of unaffiliated. So now you may. And some are upset with their party. Whether you're on the Republican side, you may be upset with certain issues that have gone on that, like you talked about, maybe they think my vote doesn't count. The Democrats the same way.
They don't want to be identified with
the party. They don't want to be identified.
Okay.
But when it comes to elections, you can't win without the unaffiliated.
And they can vote in primaries?
They can. They can decide, hey, I want to vote Democrat primary. Oh, I think I want to vote Republican primary this year.
Wow.
You can, for whatever reason, you can do it.
Is that a national trend that's growing?
It is.
Okay. So you've got to win that. You're running for House District 34. What does that represent? Or what part of the Wake County in North Carolina does that represent?
Well, actually, where we are today is my district. So it's mostly North Hills. It's at the Beltline, you know, the inner and the outer Beltline.
Okay.
And it's at Wake Forest Road, Six Forks Road, Glenwood Road, they all run and in between all the way up to Creedmoor.
Okay.
So, and even down to Cameron Village into that area as well.
All right. Is being a North Carolina representative a full-time job?
It is not. I know, well, I'm really...
Is there a big salary that comes with
it? Yes, I'm in it for the money. I believe that you might make $13,000.
Wow.
So it is a part-time job.
Okay, all right. So somebody can't accuse you of anybody else. You're running because you're just trying to, you know, have a good pension or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So most of the representatives have other careers.
Correct.
All right. And then they're coming in for sessions and those kind of things and voting and those kind of things. All right. You've got the primaries coming up. Say to the listeners again when that is.
The primaries begin April 28th through May 14th. That's early voting. And then primary day is May 17th.
Okay. And then the election's coming up in November.
The election will be November 8th and several weeks before that for early voting.
Okay. If voters are followers of Christ, if they have Judeo-Christian ethics and are like, man, I really want to vote by biblical values, how do they find out, you know, what people's values are, right? And not just for your district or your particular seat that you're running for, but across the state of North Carolina?
Well, you know, we talked about this before. Sometimes there are groups out there that, like My Faith Votes, they'll put Christian things. There are other organizations out there. I met a friend introduced me to some groups, and they really get involved. They're involved more of getting people involved, and a lot of that is through politics, making the change. One is OpenNC.us, so it's open-nc.us, and they really work toward educating people about who's running in races. You can go on there and see list of.
Can you say that address again?
OpenNC.us. And they've been really constructive in getting people involved at all levels and encouraging them to run for political positions. But I encourage you to look at the people that are running. Look at their websites. Email them. Call them. Ask them, where do you stand on these issues? I mean, we have got to stop voting down ballot, whether you're Republican or Democrat. We're all guilty. We go in there. We don't know who it is, especially in some of these elections, and we just pick maybe the name that you like. And then you wonder why we're in the state that we're in. We've got to really be educated, and if anything, the Christian congregation has got to get out there. Register. You can register. You can. The voter registration deadline, if you're not registered, is, I believe, April 22nd.
Okay, and how hard is it to register?
It's easy. You can go to the NC State Board of Education. You can pick it up at a GOP website. I have some in the car. Heck, if you need to learn how to register,
email me. I don't think
people
are going to find your car, Ashley. I don't know if we want people chasing you down.
I'm telling you, I'll get you registered. I promise you that.
All right. So what about individuals that are listening that maybe they've had this inkling like, I should get involved. Yes, I should vote, but I need to do more. Where do they start?
Well, you can always start, if you're a Republican, with the GOP. You can always, that's probably the best place that you're going to have to go to get your name out there. But also these organizations like the OpenNC I talked about, they can help get you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Email me. I can figure out a way to get you in the right direction.
So if they email, you can email Ashley at ashleyforncehouse.com.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I encourage you to volunteer. Here's the one thing. If you're listening and you're not in my district, the importance to realize is that my vote impacts the entire state. So whoever's sitting in these big cities, mm-hmm. if you get frustrated, mm-hmm. their vote is impacting your district. And if you can donate to us, help us out. If you're sitting in a really red district, send some money our way to help us a little bit, or come volunteer. We'll have a good time. I mean, yeah. you know, this is the time to do that.
Yeah. You know, there's the gentleman that won the North Carolina State Supreme Court for the Chief Justice role. I've met him several times, and he won that by, was it hundreds of votes?
And, Judge Newby, barely.
And I've been around Justice Newby. I think I may have actually even had him on the show, or Steve may have, and I've had him at our church. And, you know, he won by just hundreds of votes, and the Chief Justice decides what cases they're going to take. And so his win was very, very significant. And so I just think sometimes, I have to be honest, I think evangelicals or just folks that have Judeo-Christian ethics, I think we're just a little lazy. And I think that if you're as old as I am, you might be thinking of your country as having different values than it actually does right now. And the thing that motivates me more, and this is the thing I want to say to Steve Noble Show's listeners, Ashley, you're not doing this for you. You have a daughter that is going to grow up and go on and become an adult in this country. I have three kids, and I have one in college right now and one graduating from high school. People need to get involved for their children.
Well, absolutely, and they need to get involved for our freedoms. I mean, look at some of the things that have been taken away, whether it's freedom of speech, even freedom of religion at times, of are you an essential or non-essential business?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to really be taking this stuff seriously, because we could wake up in a communist-type country like Russia or China if we're not careful. We have to fight for this.
Yeah, we do.
We really have to get out there and fight for our freedoms.
Yeah. The topic today, Power of the People, here in the Steve Noble Show with Ashley Seschel, running for NC House 34. You can go to ashleyforncehouse.com. You can also email her at ashley@ashleyforncehouse.com as well. And she'd be glad to talk to you and communicate with you about how you can get involved. If someone is voting, and I know that this show goes across the state of North Carolina and in other states, why should someone vote for someone who is going by biblical values versus someone who's not?
Well, the biblical values, well, first of all, we need a secure America. And secure America makes everything safe. And a lot of that has to do with our biblical values and following the law and having a moral compass. Because if we don't have a moral compass in America and North Carolina, we're going to have chaos in the streets.
Well, we do have chaos in the streets.
And we really have to almost look at legislation being passed. The most important thing is based on some of our moral beliefs, to be honest, because at the state level, a lot is determined about pretty much everything in your life. We take it, I don't think we realize how important and important the legislative body is at the state.
I think that in many ways, we've been guilty in the church world of complaining a lot, but maybe not praying enough and maybe not getting involved. And Ashley, I really appreciate you stepping up and saying, I'm going to run and I want to see biblical values, and I'm going to run in a seat that's not going to be that easy to win, but you're in it to win it for NC House 34. And again, if you want to know more about her campaign, go to ashleyforncehouse.com. One last little statement.
thank you so much for your time. I look forward to giving a voice to Wake County and the rest of this great state of North Carolina. I hope you will hop on board and support me and my campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so
much, Ashley, for being our guest today. It's been great to have you on.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.